We live in an age where we can open an app, order anything from a literary classic to a donut. But the Seattle tech news site GeekWire says just don't rush out to swipe an order indiscriminately. They've been looking into an online restaurant delivery service called Order Ahead, and things there are not quite on the up and up. Todd Bishop is GeekWire co-founder and editor, a regular guest on The Record. He's back with us. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Marcy.
So what is the problem with this delivery service?
Well, essentially, they are creating online identities that are basically like fake online identities for restaurants. And so there's a whole series of websites out there that have URLs that would make you think they are the actual restaurant websites, but in fact, they're order ahead delivery sites. And the key here is that order ahead has been doing it without the knowledge or involvement of these restaurants.
So it's not like I'm the order ahead person and I call Cafe Turco in Fremont, of all the restaurants involved, and say, hey, let's take over your ordering for you.
Exactly. In fact, in most cases, the restaurants themselves have no idea that this is happening. We actually did a series of test orders through these rogue order ahead sites and then followed up with the restaurants afterward. And it turned out that the order ahead delivery people were just standing there like they were regular customers getting takeout, then charging a markup and a delivery fee to the people who ordered through these unauthorized sites.
You're telling me I would pay more if I ordered through Order Ahead?
You would. And while that's not all that unusual for a delivery service, the restaurants here have no idea what's going on. And in most cases, restaurants really should be in control of their own brand, in control of their own identity. But the really questionable thing that's happening here is Order Ahead has been taking these unauthorized sites that they created and then linking them to the Google business listings of these restaurants, which is clearly in violation of Google's terms of service.
It's in violation of Google's terms of service. Is this actually a legal practice to do this?
I have no idea whether it's legal or not, but looking at the actual Google terms of service, which is obviously not inside a court of law necessarily, it's obvious that you're not allowed, if you're not an authorized representative of the business, to register their local business listing with Google.
And so in addition to maybe, I mean, if an order ahead person is standing in line buying something at any given restaurant, the restaurant's still making money. So how is this really hurting them?
They are. Well, there are a couple key issues. First off, their search engine optimization is just getting torpedoed, or it has been getting torpedoed by these order ahead sites.
We'll talk about that in a second.
So the order ahead sites are ranking much higher in the search results. So essentially, this rogue website is impersonating the restaurant online. The other issue is that some of these restaurants may not want to deliver, and they're essentially, without their knowledge, handing over control of their business to this other company that's not even telling them that they're doing it.
Where is this happening?
This is happening essentially in every place where Order Ahead is making deliveries. So that is right now in Washington State, particularly in the Seattle area, in California, San Francisco and Los Angeles, and in New York City.
I'm talking to GeekWire editor Todd Bishop about some shady dealings with a food delivery service called Order Ahead. Now, you guys have been tracking this
Yes.
for a few weeks now, and in the last week, a lot of things have started to unfold. What's happened?
So just over the past 3 days, we've started to see major changes in the way that Google treats these unauthorized sites. After we had a series of reports last week showing and detailing exactly what was happening when you typed in the search for one of these restaurants, Google is now unlinking the unauthorized sites from the Google business profiles and also syncing the sites in the algorithmic results, essentially the editorial results in the search engine rankings.
So who's behind Order Ahead? Is this like a bunch of shady guys in Ukraine?
In fact, no. It's a company based in the Bay Area. It is a graduate of the prestigious Y Combinator Startup Accelerator, which some people refer to as the Hogwarts Academies of the startup world. It's very prestigious. And the issue, though, is that it's a clash between the old and new economies. There is significant pressure on a startup like this to grow at almost any cost, and they call it growth hacking. And here you have a situation where, in many cases, they went too far.
Is there a great need for online food delivery services?
Well, there is a need, and there is a great supply right now. There is tons of competition in this market, and we've documented a lot of this on GeekWire, and that seems to be one of the things that's driving this kind of tactic from a startup like this, where they just have to grow at any cost. And of course, they've received more than $10 million in investment. So there's pressure to grow and show those investors that they can give a return on the investment. Now, here's the ironic part. One of those investors is Google Executive Chairman Eric Schmidt. And here you have a company that Eric Schmidt's investment firm is investing in, then turning around and doing some questionable things that really do seem to violate Google's terms of service.
But you say that Google has pretty much clamped down on some of the practices, but they haven't taken Order Ahead off of Google.
No, we're seeing them crack down on these rogue sites, which Order Ahead, by the way, has never acknowledged are their sites. It's obvious that they are. We actually did those test orders and were able to order from Order Ahead through these unauthorized sites. But Order Ahead has never responded to our inquiries on this. And in fact, we sent a reporter to their headquarters in San Francisco and were told we can't just have people coming around here and asking questions.
So is this one bad apple, or do you suspect that there are other companies, other people sort of engaged in these shady practices online?
I think this happens more than people realize. And I think it's a risk of this hyper growth need in the tech industry.
So as a consumer, what do I do to protect myself?
I think you have to become really savvy about looking at the search results you see and looking at the sites you visit and saying, hey, is this an actual site? Does this look real? And if you really looked at those Order Ahead sites, even the ones that were clearly made to look like the restaurant sites, they looked a little generic. And that's really what you need to do, is put up your antenna and detect it.
There was one other giveaway, is that the Order Ahead sites were .nets.
That is true, but not in all cases.
Oh.
There were some cases where they just put a hyphen in between the name of the restaurant and went ahead with the .com too. It was very close, and a variety of different tactics.
School for consumers now. That's the next step that we need.
You really do. And this is one of those stories that is really eye-opening in that way.
Todd Bishop is the co-founder and editor of the online tech news website GeekWire. You can go there and read all about Order Ahead as the story continues to unfold. Todd's with us every other Monday on The Record. Thanks for this.
Thank you, Marcy.